堂听 class.com。
You are what you think. Do you see the glass as half full rather than half empty? Do you keep your eye upon the donut, not upon the hole? Suddenly, these cliches are scientific questions as researchers scrutinize the power of positive thinking. A fast-growing body of research, 104 studies so far, involving some 15,000 people,is proving that optimism can help you to be happier, healthier, and more successful. Pessimism leads, by contrast, to hopelessness, sickness, and failure, and is linked to depression, loneliness, and painful shyness. If we could teach people to think more positively, says psychologist Craig A. Anderson of Rice University in Houston,It would be like inoculating them against these mental ills. Your abilities count, explains psychologist Michael F. Shire of Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. But the belief that you can succeed affects whether you will or not. In part, that's because optimists and pessimists deal with the same challenges and disappointments in very different ways. Take, for example, your job.In a major study, psychologist Martin E.P. Seligman of the University of Pennsylvania and colleague Peter Schulman surveyed sales representatives at the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. They found that the positive thinkers among long-time representatives sold 37% more insurance than did the negative thinkers. Of newly hired representatives, optimists sold 20% more.Impressed, the company hired 100 people who had failed the standard industry test but had scored high on optimism. These people, who might never have been hired, sold 10% more insurance than did the average representative. How did they do it? The secret to an optimist's success, according to Seligman, is in his explanatory style. When things go wrong,The pessimist tends to blame himself. I'm no good at this, he says. I always fail. The optimist looks for other explanations. He blames the weather, the phone connection, even the other person. That customer was in a bad mood, he thinks. When things go right, the optimist takes credit, while the pessimist thinks success is due to luck. Negative or positive,It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. If people feel hopeless, says Anderson, they don't bother to acquire the skills they need to succeed. A sense of control, according to Anderson, is the real test for success. The optimist feels in control of his own life. If things are going badly, he acts quickly, looking for solutions, forming a new plan of action, and reaching out for advice. The pessimist feels like a toy of fate,and moves slowly. He doesn't seek advice, since he assumes that nothing can be done. Optimists may think they are better than the facts would justify, and sometimes that's what keeps them from getting sick. In a long-term study, researchers examined the health histories of a group of Harvard graduates, all of whom were in the top half of their class and in fine physical condition. Yet, some were positive thinkers,and some negative. 20 years later, there were more middle-aged diseases among the pessimists than the optimists. Many studies suggest that the pessimist's feeling of helplessness undermines the body's natural defenses, the immune system. Dr. Christopher Peterson of the University of Michigan has found that the pessimist doesn't take good care of himself.Feeling passive and unable to dodge life's blows, he expects ill health and other misfortunes no matter what he does. He eats unhealthy food, avoids exercise, ignores the doctor, has another drink. Most people are a mix of optimism and pessimism, but are inclined in one direction or the other. It is a pattern of thinking learned from early childhood, says Seligman.It grows out of thousands of cautions or encouragements. Negative statements or positive ones. Too many don'ts and warnings of danger can make a child feel incompetent, fearful, and pessimistic. As they grow, children experience small triumphs, such as learning to tie shoelaces. Parents can help turn these successes into a sense of control, and that breeds optimism. Pessimism is a hard habit to break, but it can be done. In a series of studies, Dr. Carol Dweck of the University of Illinois has been working with children in the early grades of school. As she helps students to change the explanations for their failures from "I must be dumb" to "I didn't study hard enough," their academic performance improves. So, if you're a pessimist, there's reason for optimism. You can change. Here's how, says Steve Holan, a psychologist at Vanderbilt University. Number one, pay careful attention to your thoughts when bad things happen. Write down the first thing that comes to mind without any changes or corrections. Number two, now, try an experiment. Do something that's contrary to any negative reactions. Let's say something has gone wrong at work. Do you think, "I hate my job, but I could never get a better one"? Act as if that were not so. Send out resumes. Go to interviews. Look into training. And check job information. Number three, keep track of what happens. Were your first thoughts right or wrong? If your thoughts are holding you back, change them, says Holan. It's trial and error. No guarantees, but give yourself a chance. Positive thinking leads to positive action and reaction. What you expect from the world, the evidence suggests, is what you're likely to get.